Okay, guys, part of our case management, yeah, because we must document ourselves, you know, we've gone through interesting work, so now it's just so that we can improve ourselves. So let's talk about the Punggol project. Let me know your opinions, how you feel about the project. Then after that, we'll talk about the UOB project as well. Okay. So Punggol project, yeah, let me know your views.
Okay, my first concern was like how the, what's the name of the, okay, we don't, we shall not name anyone.
You can name, feel free.
What's the lady's name?
MP, is it?
Yeah. No, not MP.
Berlin.
Yeah.
The senior constituency director, Berlin.
Yeah, I think, she, okay. She, in the first place, she's very, how do you put it? She's not that friendly. So, yeah, it's like, she, and whenever she have some things to say, like comments about the artwork, she don't straight away go to us. She goes to Kala first, because Kala was the...
Kala's the project manager, okay.
For that work, right? Then, I think it's really annoying because we are all, like, Renny, Bart, me, the ones who were working on the project, like, one... Like, we are on the ground, like, most of the time, so we are there, like, almost all of the time. When Kala's not there, she just like calm, then like she just look, then like it, I believe she got a lot of comments, but she never tell us, so she keep on telling Kala about the comments, then Kala
she
tell us
she doesn't have trust in us.
Yeah, it feels like as if we she don't trust us.
No, but then on her professional view, right, is because Kala was a project manager, so she's following protocol lah. Yeah, and by right, Kala was supposed to represent
you. But again, there was once where She didn't like that particular color. So Kala asked her personally, why didn't you go just or want to add something, why didn't you go like just talk to the artist?
Yeah.
Because the artist is there. She okay. said, what? She said, I don't care.
So Kala has said like go to the artist
directly. Yeah, she said I don't care because I'm licensing with you and they are not under my care, they are under your care. I don't care. So that's
but
what
if she don't care,
she specifically said that.
Yes, because it was towards me and Melvin.
Oh yeah.
Yes, directly just behind me, just behind us actually.
Okay.
So that was a bit degrading, was like you know, I mean, it's you can just come to us. We are not going to eat people.
Yeah, that's not cool at all, man.
That's not cool at all.
I mean, put professionalism aside. That's really like, what the fuck, sir?
Okay. Like, let's try not to use vulgarities, yeah. No, but if we really need to use, by all means, okay. It's an uncensored conversation.
You don't come judging, like even at Kala that time, like you, like Kala was there. Kala was finding for you the whole day. Renny even messaged her the whole day.
Mm.
Actually, she wasn't there. Actually, she came and saw Kala like, here you go. Hey, I ask you like that. She just shouted from far. After that came and gave all the comments, which is degrading So it's very ridiculous
So I'm still new to this, yeah?
She don't even smile, man.
Our
working environment is...
Like, do you guys feel demotivated because of the way they treat you?
Yeah.
And you feel that you've been treated unfairly? Can I say that?
Yes, pretty much. Definitely.
Okay. But I think from their point of view, it's that Kala's the boss, You know,
but
true enough.
This is not about their point of view, this is our point of view. Like, how, when we do work, we don't want people coming in and like talking behind our backs, you know?
You can always come directly to us and say, if you're not happy about the thing, and say, hey, maybe you can change this thing. Then we ask
on the spot, finish it.
That consult, or we just change, then we can do it on the spot. You don't need to say, like, I don't care, they are not under my care.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, okay, it's also about the way she...
Yeah.
She's like, she's going directly to Kala, despite she doesn't have to go through Kala. Even though Kala says, go to the artist, she
says
veto and purposely go to Kala. Okay.
Yeah, like, waste a lot of time.
And they want to finish it
fast,
by
the time
quickly.
Everything is done already, then after that, you realise that that's not what she wanted.
Exactly.
So now you have to like...
Double work.
So it costs us to double work, and it's of course,
yeah.
Her more money.
Even Renny messaged her, call a few days. She refused to pick up her phone.
Yes,
she even read the message, WhatsApp. Was double blue tick, but then she refused to reply. Then when Kala message and called, she would pick up.
I mean,
you cannot blame from their point of view to always want to go to Kala. I mean, that is
Kala is not there because Kala already stated, you know, I'm not there. My assistant will be Renny.
She
Kala even mentioned like so. this is like common sense. Right? If you don't have, you can't find someone who's in charge, the second in charge will be the one that yeah, it goes exactly. to. So you don't need to wait. Then after that, if things doesn't go right, you blame everyone. So that's yeah. that's not right.
What do you mean they blame everyone?
They blame that, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why is this not supposed to be this way?
Yeah.
But you didn't don't come to us directly and say. You know, you just say, come directly to us. Maybe you want this to be changed. Okay, then we can figure out something.
Yeah,
change.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Which is easier.
Yeah, don't go one whole big round. Just after that, everything finished. Then park. Oh, I don't want this. Change.
Yeah,
you
because
know?
The most like rabat one was the blue.
Yes, the
oh
the my
waves,
god, that's another.
That issue. Was like a huge
because that's
amount
the huge,
of walls.
Yes.
So what do you mean the blue? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they didn't want blue in the first place, but like, Kala already mentioned lah that I mean the waves is waves lah, so you just do blue color. But then after we painted like almost maybe 10 meters of blue
or more.
Then they just say okay, we really don't want the blue, it's too much blue already.
Because it represents the
opposition.
They actually say that?
Yeah, yeah. And that's
that,
ridiculous
it?
From the artist's point of view.
Really?
Because, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
really.
You're putting political agenda into
artwork.
Okay. Let's try not to talk about politics, okay?
No, it's never about politics. It's nothing about politics.
We were not thinking about that, but it's
yeah, it's about
said that way.
It's about the artwork for Punggol 21cc.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's being said that way, clearly, being heard.
Yeah,
you know?
So all the blue will have to be removed. So
all the blue.
All
the
blues.
Not any blue beads also.
Any blue.
All the blue.
No blues at
so
all.
We change
but
other
colours like orange or...
That's fine.
That's fine.
Or what's the new colour? I don't know. I lost track. There's so many now.
And even some of the kites, they say they don't want that because it... It
represents the Malaysian.
Yeah, like, it looks like a Malaysian kite, blah blah. Which is ridiculous because...
Wow is... I mean the wow.
Of course lah, okay.
Like,
from Malaysia,
yeah.
blah blah.
But then it's
just a motif,
that,
man.
There's a it's like okay, this represents the Malay culture because it's a representation of a lot of cultures.
Yeah,
then.
Multicultural, blah blah. But like, oh man, shit! I want a burger right now. I want a burger. man. I want to burger right now. You know.
By all means, if it helps you, say yeah.
What the hell?
Say whatever you want to say.
But it's really ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I mean. I believe it's very rude like for to say like that. I mean in front of the artist, not in front, behind, directly behind, literally say that.
Within like hearing.
Yeah, it's like not even 5 meters away. And
okay, so how you all feel somehow about it?
We feel like shit, man.
Feel like shit,
Okay.
Degraded, We didn't have the drive to work. You know, it's
okay.
like a dreading thing when you go
yeah.
to Punggol and do like yes, we do.
So you feel drained and demotivated, lah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, unfortunately, I am kena the pain. But yeah, okay. So besides that, what else about Punggol you want to share about? Is there another specific incident besides the color usage, besides talking behind literally your back? What are there any other areas?
See, what else?
Prep. What prep?
Punggol, very long time ago.
Yeah.
All the ideas, the designs that we've given them for almost 2 months.
Okay, well, since you were the PM before, maybe tell us like from A to Z, like how did the project go? So, like, what do you mean the designs beforehand?
So we did the designs, they say they okay. A lot of changes, then they say they okay. But if they say they're not happy, they can just say, right, you know, change a whole new direction. But
yeah.
they never mention it.
So yeah, one design
yeah.
like for how many times already we designed that,
like
they
one,
say okay. Then after that, so we continue with that same, you know, style and everything. So we just added more stuff. And they still say it was okay. Then after that, after a while, they wanted us to meet up with them. Then they completely said that they don't want any of it. They said this one like, but that was 2 months of work, and
yeah.
they just say we really don't like this. Then if
yeah.
you don't like in the first place, why
okay.
you ask us to go?
Exactly,
right?
exactly. Why
like,
they okay?
Yeah, they
that,
said.
Yeah, that's not.
So
I don't know when.
Basically, that 2 months was a waste of time.
Waste of time, waste of
like,
money.
Everything. Yeah, like manpower time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was the initial design process. Then after the execution. So the execution, in terms of how come the artwork was executed and how was it executed. So at that stage is over there, what are your difficulties? Number one. Number two, what are your feelings? And number three, what are your challenges that you face? I mean, you talked about it just now also. But I mean, for example, once we already confirmed the artworks at that stage, you know, when you straight away come into prep. So at that stage, yeah, how was it? The prepping stage. So no more design already, now the prepping stage, how was it?
If you're not approved. Okay. The other one, mine is it?